This is Community Connection, a closer look at the good work of our regional nonprofit organizations. Today we'll discover the Greenhouse Project in Scranton with Executive Director Jane Rissy and Special Events Coordinator Kimberly Crafton, and come to learn this quiet nonprofit is deeply rooted but continues to bloom. Jane Rissy explains.
We were doing small community programs as a group of people in a small nonprofit. The mayor at the time was Mayor Doherty, and he was looking for community partner and proposals to use a greenhouse that was built and installed on the southwest end of Naog Park. We have slowly grown and found our way to make use of the greenhouse and our programs and the interest in the community as well.
Jane, I love the fact you called your organization the Greenhouse Project because it immediately draws pictures in your mind of planting something in the soil and having it take root and blossoming. Was that the premise behind the title?
That's exactly it. It's the place where plants grow people. It's a way of connecting and growing and planting roots, literally with plants or with community and with programs and activities. To our volunteers, it means community and a place to give back to our participants and the people that enjoy our programs. It's a way to connect, grow community, and make a difference in the world. We just finished our 10th year, so this is the beginning of our next decade. We really take a personal approach. When we work with older adults, they have our phone number. They could call us. They could email us. They could come meet with us to discuss how to take a new program or try a new adventure in life. Kim and I, especially during the pandemic, really focused on that, the personal touch to enrolling people and getting them to feel safe to come take a program.
Kim, tell us about how the Greenhouse Project was able to keep the community together even while we were going through one of our worst times.
The Greenhouse had so many programs going on at that time. Huge number of school programs, programs for seniors as well as for adults. But all of a sudden, everything comes to a stop, and we realized that it was so easy to continue, and it was so necessary. So we spent a lot of time in those first days when we were putting our classes online on the phone with people, teaching them how to use Zoom and how to connect, and we would do practice sessions with them so that when it came time for their class, they didn't have the frustration of missing it. And talk about being mission-driven. Many of our volunteers feel that what they are doing means something, not only to them intrinsically, but physically what they are doing creates change and creates good in the community.
It gave us purpose. We began with gardening and greenhouse and growing programs and community gardens. We realized our space could be used for other things outside of the growing season. So we offer yoga classes and meditation classes and guided nature walks. We partner with organizations like the State Park to offer Learn to Kayak classes. We've really branched out in different directions to grow community. We're just really proud of the work we do.
When we look at the Greenhouse Project in general, we have what we call the three buckets. What are the things that we are carrying as far as our mission goes? The first bucket is we teach. The second bucket is we move. Third bucket, we grow. We grow as individuals. We grow as a community when we've done the things that those first two buckets are so integral, teaching and moving. That's what causes our growth. Those three buckets are just the core of everything.
Executive Director Jane Rissy and Special Events Coordinator Kimberly Crafton of the Greenhouse Project in Scranton. Our conversation was content rich, and you can hear more about programs, services, and how you can get involved. Log on to wvia.org/communityconnection. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.